Services, Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by John Siantan. Nagaland's Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, Keiji Genye, is actively advocating for urgent interventions from the central government to address the state's chronic power shortages. Currently in Delhi, Genye has been holding high-level discussions with senior officials from the Ministry of Power, focusing on the need for financial support and infrastructural development to harness Nagaland's vast untapped hydroelectric resources. Kenya is pushing for Nagaland's inclusion in the central government's budgetary support for the cost of enabling infrastructure for hydroelectric project schemes. Minister Kenya is seeking central financial assistance to enable the state's equity participation in joint ventures with central public sector undertakings. Kenya is also exploring the potential for small hydropower projects, SHP, particularly suited to Nagaland's geographic landscape, which is rich in small rivers and streams. However, it was informed that development of SHP projects in the northeast has been stalled for over a decade. Kenya, during his stay in Delhi, also met with officials of the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy to expedite these projects, urging the revival of long-pending initiatives. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has launched a dedicated foreign portfolio investor outreach cell as part of the Alternative Investment Fund and Foreign Portfolio Investors Department. This cell will focus on direct engagement with foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, and assist them in seamlessly assessing the Indian securities market. The FPI outreach cell will provide guidance to prospective FPIs during the pre-application stage, including help in documentation and compliance processes. It will also support FPIs during the onboarding phase and address any operational challenges that may arise during the registration process or afterwards. The total food grain production in the country during 2023-24 is estimated at record of over 3,322 lakh metric tons, which is 26 lakh metric tons higher compared to 2022-23. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has released final estimates of production of major agricultural crops for the year 2023-24. The Ministry said the food grain production witnessed record increase due to good production of rice, wheat and Sri Anna. It said these estimates have been primarily prepared on the basis of information received from states and union territories. The Comptroller and Auditor General of India, CAG, Girish Chandra Murmu, yesterday said that the CAG is working to integrate artificial intelligence in preparing reports and managing data analytics. While addressing the media at the 16th Asian Organization of Supreme Audit Institutions, CAG said that he is focusing on the initiatives of non-conventional energy to reach the aim of 500 gigawatts by 2030. The CAG added that they have taken various initiatives on capacity building and are providing all the facilities to the auditors to capture all the observations and share them with the stakeholders. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Murmu said that digital audit is being adopted by various countries and it plays an important role during crucial times. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT, Delhi, to develop lightweight bulletproof jackets named Advanced Ballistics for High Energy Defeat. In a statement, DRDO Secretary Dr. Samir V. Kamat said that the lightweight bulletproof jacket exemplifies the effective ecosystem of successful defence research and development by DRDO, academia and the industry. And in Kifre District Cricket Association, KDCA, celebrated its Silver Jubilee at Public Ground, Kifre, on 24th September 2024 on Tuesday. ESC Kifre, Dr. Demchan Bongen, gracing the occasion, emphasized the role of cricket in uniting people and fostering value such as discipline and teamwork. He also urged for the development of sports infrastructure and greater inclusivity with more opportunities for youths, women and people with disabilities. In his welcome address, President JDCA Justin Kadumong-Ti gave a brief history of the association and its accomplishments over the last 25 years. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.